This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Erica Fredrickson, the arts editor at the Missoula Independent. Fredrickson reflects on the connections between poetry and hunting. She writes,
10 years ago, my dad told me I would be inheriting his 30-06. I nearly choked on my coffee. My grandfather, who died before I could meet him, had passed the gun to my dad, and my dad wanted to do the same. But I was a writer, not a hunter. Though I had accompanied my dad on a few hunts, I never thought I'd pull a trigger. I liked the idea, though. If you're going to eat meat, harvesting it seemed like the most ethical practice. But it also carried responsibility, wielding a weapon, engaging family tradition, knowing the land, taking a life. I did it, though. In the years that followed, I killed a few antelope and a deer. One bullet each, my dad says proudly. I've learned to pull the trigger steady, to field dress and butcher. But more than that, the experience forced me into a relationship with nature marked by both complexity and clarity. It's the same with writing. As a young writer, I romanticized the West and wilderness. But with hunting, my senses sharpened. I saw details I hadn't noticed before. The wild is beautiful, as well as bloody, sharp, and harsh. Humans are desperate when it comes to it, desperate to dominate it, preserve it, love it, to climb inside it and be it. Poetry is a kind of hunting, too. Searching for the perfect word is a navigational art. We sniff blood, sense our mortality, and in that way, find nourishment.
Erica pairs her reflection with an excerpt from a powerful poem that also connects hunting wildlife to poetry. Galway Kinnell won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1982.
In the beginning of the poem, the speaker uses ancient tools to track a bear he has wounded.
The bear. On the seventh day, living by now on bear blood alone, I can see his upturned carcass far out ahead, a scraggled, steamy hulk, the heavy fur riffling in the wind. I come up to him and stare at the narrow-spaced, petty eyes, the dismayed face laid back on the shoulder, the nostrils flared, catching perhaps the first taint of me as he died. I hack a ravine in his thigh and eat and drink and tear him down his whole length and open him and climb in and close him up after me against the wind and sleep and dream of lumbering flat-footed over the tundra, stabbed twice from within, splattering a trail behind me, splattering it out no matter which way I lurch, no matter which parabola of bare transcendence, which dance of solitude I attempt, which gravity-clutched leap, which trudge, which groan, until one day I totter and fall. I awaken, I think. Marsh lights reappear. Geese come trailing again up the flyway. In her ravine under old snow, the dam bear lies licking lumps of smeared fur and drizzly eyes into shapes with her tongue, and one hairy-souled trudge stuck out before me, the next groaned out, the next. The rest of my days I spend wandering, wondering what, anyway, was that sticky infusion, that rank flavor of blood, that poetry by which I lived.
An excerpt of a poem by Galway Kinnell.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.